Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes, big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cash the Ticket, presented by FanDuel.
We got a mailbag?
We do. I have a few I want to get to you. The first is from Ben from Cincinnati. You may remember Ben. He was the guy that goes to the Bearcats school.
Yes.
Yeah. He says, the Kelsey brothers run my university. Jim and Mike, I'm a Metro Detroit native that goes to the University of Cincinnati. I was going to stay quiet about this topic until I heard Mike ranting about this in one of his In Football Todays. First off, I don't know what's more crazy, that 20,000 people wanted to watch two guys talk about how drunk they got while they were in college, or that outside of students getting in via lottery, they had to pay $100 per ticket to watch this garbage. He says he's been gone from Cincinnati for over 10 years. Students my age want to act like they remember him when they were roughly 8 years old. Secondly, the clip of him chugging a beer from the president while getting his degree rubbed me the wrong way. And in all honesty, I can't blame him for doing it. He's one of the biggest attention whores I've seen on social media. Now, who can blame the university? What I can blame the university for is enabling him.
Correct.
Is what Ben says. He says, I remember you saying that the president should have run his ass off the stage, but in fact, it's the opposite.
Yeah, it's a joke.
This year, there are dedicated corners in the bookstore, all Kelsey-exclusive Bearcat merchandise.
Meanwhile, he was a walk-on quarterback there who got kicked out of school for weed, and his brother had to talk the coach into putting him back on the team.
He says the campus enables him, and it's gross. Real question, though, am I already turning into an old white guy this early in my life, Ben?
No. Look, let me do this. Evan, turn his microphone off for the next minute. I love how now, if you have any standards or any form of personal ethos, the attack method on you is you're a boomer or you're an old man yelling at clouds or you got a stick up your ass. No, I have standards. I believe when you graduate college, there should be a standard there, okay? And if you're going to attend that graduation, mind you, with both Kelsey brothers attaining wholly fake degrees, who are we kidding? Like, would it kill you to just be an adult for a minute? I'm not telling you not to go live your life and chug beers and do wrestling speeches for the Super Bowl. Do your thing. You have a podcast you have a great time with. You do it with your brother. Fine. I understand. You're dating Taylor Swift. God bless. Do your thing. That seems like a nightmare to me. I don't know how you date a woman who's that famous. You have no privacy. You have no time away. But the college thing, look, I take it more serious because no one in my family had gone to college. It meant a great amount to my family and to me that I did that and I was able to accomplish something and maybe be a bit of an example for my younger sisters who have now gone on to both be college graduates. I just think it's a fucking joke. And I get tired in this world that if someone's a celebrity, we lower our standards. Like Brittany Mahomes, why are you allowed to spray people with champagne and, you know, talk down to people? For what? Being married to the quarterback of the Chiefs? Like, that's a Willy Wonka golden ticket? It's the same thing. You shouldn't be up on stage next to the president of a university receiving a college degree and chugging a beer. It's fucking stupid. Sorry. Yo, old man. My whole point is we've lost standards in this world, and I don't think it's right.
Counterpoint. It's fun.
The NBA playoffs are underway, and you want to get to the game? Me too, but I'm a Pistons fan. Let me live through you. Get your tickets with Game Time. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which means you're getting your playoff tickets even faster. Prices on Game Time actually go down closer to tip-off. Save up to 60% buy-in last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, whatever. Like, let's look at the Denver Nuggets. Reigning champs, hot ticket. You click on the game in the app. Flash deals, under $300. Yellow lightning bolt, it stands out. Red fire emoji, cheapest seat, $115. And that's all in pricing. That's no surprise fees at checkout. I've used Game Time to buy Red Wings tickets. Nothing better than going to a baseball game day of. Boom, boom, you click in, easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account. Use that code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account. Redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
There it is. Nuanced.
No, but hold on. I will give you a response because clearly we don't agree on this. I think the university is right to monetize those two. They're huge public figures. They absolutely should be doing that.
You supporting a place of learning, further monetizing their business is hilarious.
That's called marketing, though.
No, it's called tuition rates in this country over the last 25 years have gone up 300%.
I'm not defending
that. Are you getting a salary out of college that is commiserate with what you're paying for?
No, and we can do that, Pod.
My point is these schools are scumbags, too. Even mine.
When you get this gift where these two guys are super popular, where there is a demand, where people are going to show up and listen to them, you're damn right the university should do what they can do to make a buck off. I don't fault them for that.
Make a buck, he says, Evan. Hey, question, Ev. When the universities have totally destroyed college sports in the name of making a buck, they didn't make enough money there? Billions. Look at the endowments of these schools. You think they got to, quote, make a buck?
I'm saying I don't knock someone for trying.
Okay.
And the point about the stage, I don't think they should be held to a different standard. I'd have no issue if a regular student did that.
Oh, my dear God. Okay.
Come on. It's a fun moment. You're celebrating you and getting your degree. And if you want to celebrate for a second of fame while you walk across the stage, I have no issue with it. It's fun.
Is this where we use the phrase agree to disagree?
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm headed here.
The next email. Oh, by the way, he says that Kelsey lost his ring in, is this a bowl of, like a vat of chili? What did he lose his Super Bowl ring in?
Skyline chili.
Skyline chili, Evan says.
I quit.
Okay.
Jeez Louise.